Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. I'm sending this to you anonymously through your mail address because I don't want anyone to know who I am. Don't ask me how I got your address. It was difficult to find, but I did it. Please tell my story. I cannot leave traces such as emails or any other kind of electronic trace. This letter was mailed through several different places before it would even reach you. I belong to a secret organization of alien abductees. Our existence is almost unknown to anyone. We don't even have a name. We do not share stories online. We only share stories through word of mouth. Only a few people would recognize the clues in the story to even know who I am. There are certain government agencies that would love to see us shut down because we speak the truth, or what we know is the truth. Who knows what really goes on out there, or do not even know about. We move around the country like nomads because we don't want to be known. I'm 25 right now. When I was 5 years old, they started abducting me. My parents took me to a campground with some other family members where we were all having a great time until one time they came. I remember vividly how scared I was. I was in my parents' tent with them and this bright light flashed over the campground. We were just falling asleep, but it awoke everyone. We all got up and went to where a fire pit was, then suddenly nothing. Everyone awoke in the morning at the same time around the fire pit. No one had blankets on, and we were all in whatever we were sleeping in. I remember waking up and thinking it was really funny, because some people were naked. But all of the adults were really scared and confused. That day we just went home. No one felt like camping anymore. I didn't understand it then, but I do now. People were scared. Everyone at that campground started noticing little scars on their bodies in inconspicuous places. Some even had some kind of little implant put in. At first they didn't think anything of it, but when all of the grown-ups began comparing little bumps on their kids, then they knew something was up. I guess you could say this group was created by my parents, aunts, and uncles, but it has grown since. At first I started telling people, but no one believed them. Then they called a national radio show who did believe them, but right after my parents began getting visits from the police quite often, just for crazy little things like supposedly domestic disturbances and school issues, none of which were going on in my house. At one time, the school kept me late, and I found out that our house was turned upside down by what we thought were the feds. The only reason why is because of the description the neighbors left. Black vans and black suits and trench coats. We never knew who did it. Then a few years later, I became an orphan at 14. Someone murdered my parents. They made it look like an accident, but the mechanic, who was also later murdered in an accident, told me the brake line was cut. They lost control of the car going down the Sierras, and the car spun out of control, flipped several times, and ended up in an embankment. There was no snow or ice involved. I was too young to investigate myself, so my boyfriend did it for me. He's my boyfriend now. He wasn't then. He was just a neighbor. He took off with me and helped me hide for years. They claimed that he had kidnapped me, but we all knew better. I begged him to come with me when I ran. We took whatever we could. I drained the bank accounts. By then, the insurance payments had started coming in. There were several large sums that we cashed in and lived off of. We work odd jobs around the country and we were completely off the grid now. I have a burner phone with a fake address that I replace every month in a different city. I've been doing it for years. I use it only for emergencies. If I couldn't call 911 when any of my friends or family got hurt, then I would never forgive myself. So back to the weirdness. For a long time, those things found us everywhere. No matter where we went, there were the scary lights and loss of time. We couldn't figure out what it was that was drawing them to us. My cousin dug the metal bud out from his arm with a knife. It looked like just a small sliver of very smooth metal. It wasn't magnetic or radioactive at all. We still had visits, but they didn't take him anymore. But the black van still followed him. Then he got this crazy idea. He stopped eating foods with any kind of metallic traces. Then the vans no longer followed him. He stopped eating everything for a while and just drank fresh stream water for a month. No more vans. We all did the same things as he did. Now the vans and the alien ships have stopped. Our theory is that the metal implants given to us react with something we eat that is manufactured in the store by some company that has an agreement with the government. I don't know why the government would trace us that way, or if it even is the government, but it makes sense that it would be. Since my cousin and I were the first two taken, and we were the first two to remove the metal objects and rid our bodies of the metallic substances, we would hide in the bushes and watch. Then the lights came. We were far enough away where the lights didn't put us in a catatonic state. We know it's the lights that do this to people now because of our experimentation. We watched as they took our friends and family and even my boyfriend, then waited for them to come back hours later. It was always 2 hours. Then they would get dumped wherever they were when they were taken. Then, right on schedule, the black vans would show up. They would check out the people taken, sometimes take them and bring them back to the campsite. This happened until the last one had all of the chips removed and stopped eating certain trace minerals. Once the chips and the trace minerals were depleted and our bodies revived, we started to remember the horrible experiments done to us. The women were impregnated. Our babies were taken without permission. Our organs were cut out and put back. Our eyes were scooped out and put back. Their medical technology is way more advanced than ours, but their bedside manner is non-existent. They don't care if you hurt, as long as you don't remember. Or maybe it isn't them who cares if we remember or hurt. Maybe it is the black vans. We have some theories. The first is maybe it's the government not wanting us to know we're taken, but they feed us this mineral in our food so we don't remember the pain or experience. Maybe they can't stop it, but they can make us feel better. The other is that maybe they're in on it and just don't want us to know. Then there are other theories, other government entities from other countries, corporations, alien invasion. The possibilities are endless. And yet, still, we have no idea. We can't experiment now, because they'll just infect our bodies again, and we won't remember anything. It's so frustrating. Then we figured out that once the chips were gone, and you spent 30 days without eating the certain essential mineral, then once you started again, the black vans and aliens stopped showing up completely. We have been black van and alien free for years now, but we don't want it to start up again. We keep a lookout for others who have been taken and track them down watching the skies. When we find them, we offer lunch and explain what is going on. When they believe us, we start the process of giving them a new life. Some come with us, some take off on their own. It's hard to keep quiet about this. We are allowed to tell people what we're doing, but never who or where we are at any given time. We are all around the country now. We are nomads. They will never take us again. Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com, and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.